Blog Talk Radio.
L-I-O-N Lion Show is on and popping tonight. We have the beautiful, the gifted, and I'm telling you, once you get to really know Tanya Chapman Coles, oh yeah, I'm sure you probably respect her now, but you're going to have a deeper respect because she's on a mission. And we're going to let you know about this mission. It's a blessing, it's an honor, and it's a privilege to have Tanya Chapman Coles enter Lion. This is part one now. This is part one. Okay? This is Blog Talk, and we will also have her on Smack Tongue Radio at a later date. But right now, Like It or Not with Michael Lane is right here, and it starts right now. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. Let me kind of answer a question real quick about that theme song. I was hit with an email by Brandon, and Brandon wanted to know if that was me on the theme song. Yes, that was all me. I played all the instruments, and I did all the scatting, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, that was all me. All right, and before we get into it even deeper, we have to give a special heavenly love shout. I'm a Chicago Bulls nut. I'm a Chicago Bulls fanatic. And hearing one of the general managers, former general managers of the Chicago Bulls, Jerry Krause, passing away, it really shocked me. He's the man, or the architect, that put together those championship runs, three straight and then another three straight, drafting Jordan, drafting Horace Grant, drafting Scottie Pippen, acquiring Dennis Rodman. It was a lot of things that this man has done for the Chicago Bulls and the organization, and I give my respect to him. Jerry Krause had bone disease, and he succumbed to it this afternoon. Jerry Krause is gone at the age of 77. Much love to him, prayers to his family, and much love to each and every one of you all out there from all around this great, big, beautiful world of ours. Thank you all for joining me for yet another edition of L-I-O-N. That's Like It or Not with Michael Lane right here on Blog Talk Radio / Smack Talk Radio, because we're going to re-air it. Usually we air it on Smack Tongue Radio, but this is part one because we're going to have it strictly on Smack Tongue Radio at a later date. So you all stay tuned for that. And now I know everybody's like, okay, get it on. Let me also give a special love shout out to Annette Jimenez. I want to give a special love shout out. I'm sure we'll talk about her later on. I would love to have her on my show. So God bless you, Queen, and your beautiful family. But how about this beautiful queen? It's, let me tell you something on a personal level. This woman is gifted. She's anointed. She has a heart of gold. And she knows what to do to lift your doldrums, to have you stay encouraged, whether it's through a post, through a public video, or through a word to you, personally to you, say, hey, look, I'm praying for you. This woman is a wonderful model, a wonderful entrepreneur, a wonderful positive woman of God, and this woman is on a mission. And why am I talking? Because we need to have her talk about it. We're talking about the lovely, the gifted, the beautiful Tanya Chapman Coles. Hello.
Hello. You brought a tear to my eye.
Oh, thank you. Oh, well, you know what? I tell you, when I think about your spirit and your drive and your heart, it makes me pretty emotional as well. And I just thank you and I love you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for coming onto the show. It's a great, great honor to talk to you for the first time.
Well, I thank you for having me. And I tell you, it's an honor to know you too, and I love you too. And it's a true blessing. When I say a true blessing to get something out that people need to be aware of and to have people that support what you do. So I really thank you for that.
Oh, and it's my honor. It's definitely my honor. We're going to get to your mission in just a moment, but we want to get into you, Tanya. We want to get into you. I love to call you a queen because you're actually a beauty queen. She is a beautiful woman, a beauty queen, a winner. And I just want to take it to the beginning. What inspired you to become a model? How did you get into modeling?
Well, look, now you're going to make me tell my age. Back in 1985. Yeah, see, that's funny. Back in 1985, my mom and dad are both pastors, and we are mission-driven to do what God puts in store for us to do. So we had a Christian pageant come up, and I competed in it, and I was Miss Teen Michigan 1985. When I got into that, unbeknownst to me, that the Lord really does have a sense of humor, how he wants you to do things his way, and you just have to laugh and say, thank you, Father. It just started taking off, and it was we had to have a purpose for the pageant, which always inspired me to do things, because when you're in a pageant, people think it's just for beauty, but it's not. I mean,
yes.
If you're purpose-driven, you have to have a plan. So my vision was to wipe out hunger, and it really came into play, the hunger issue did, when you see how many children are hungry. So from there, I got invited to come to different states to perform in fashion shows and to be a cover girl model. But every time I would go, it wouldn't be for the justification of me. It would have to be for the purpose and soul honor of God helping me feed these kids and getting the word out that we have to end childhood hunger. So from there it took off, and it was so funny. I had my children and kind of put it a little bit on the back burner, but still, you know, getting it out here, the word out that we need to feed the kids. And then, like I said, God has a sense of humor, put me back in another pageant. And I was Mrs. Kentucky 2013 for Plus America. And I go to Monroe, Louisiana. And I'm like, yeah, God, you know, you're really funny. And that was one more stepping stone for the nonprofit, the No Child Left Hungry. So
yes.
I get into this pageant and I win again. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm almost, blah, blah, blah. I ain't going to tell my age. And so we get down there, and then I won a National People's Choice Award, and the people chose me. And I don't know anybody in Monroe, Louisiana, but from the platform and my drive and determination that I had to feed the kids and want to be out there with them, showing that, you know, this is what we need to do as a whole. We have so many other issues that everybody's complaining about, but we really need to, the children are really our future. If we don't feed them and we don't give them prosperity to know that there is hope for the future, then we lose them. So my whole mission and so goal-orientated is to make sure that, you know, we have a future for our kids. So then I go on to, I don't know if you all know about Kentucky Colonels. I live in Kentucky. Well, our previous governor, Stephen Beshear, made me a Kentucky Colonel, one of the highest honors that can be bestowed upon a person in Kentucky.
Ooh. Yeah.
And along with that, I got an ambassadorship for Kentucky to be the ambassador for No Child Left Hungry. So I'm on a mission to be a children's champion and to get things out that let people know that, you know, hey, while you sitting at home eating your dinner, how many of us don't have a dinner? So to make it more appealing to everybody, I got a slogan, you know, we're ending childhood hunger one child at a time. And we have T-shirts to that effect. We have calendars to that effect. We do a lot of fundraisers. So everything that we do as far as modeling, pageantry, even going out and doing outreach ministry, it's all geared around feeding those kids and letting people know that we have a serious problem of 16 million children that are hungry. We need to fix it.
Yes.
You know, and in order to fix that, you have to be aware of it. So I tell everybody the shirts are purple and white, and that's royalty because that's God's color. And, you know, my father is the King of Kings, so I tell everybody I wear a crown every day, whether it be a crown on my head, a crown on my ring, a crown on my earrings, or around my neck. And everybody, when children ask me, you know, why do you have that on? And I tell them because I'm royalty, and I display my royalness because my father presented us like that. So in order for us, you know, to end this, we have to make it aware. So you have to have something that's going to draw attention. That crown draws attention, and people ask, what do I wear it for? And I let them know, you know, that I am royalty, and we're trying to end childhood hunger. And I always refer them back to when Jesus fed the masses of 5,000. You know, if he could do that, we can end childhood hunger.
Absolutely.
And it became that. And then I took it two weeks ago to our international pageant we just had, the PSDSM International Pageant System. Brought home an international title of Curvy Elite Queen. Took No Child Left Hungry to New York. Got a letter from the New York Assembly. And the No Child Left Hungry had won a medallion for the year of 2016-2017 for the nonprofit of the year. So that's really exciting. So.
Oh my goodness. Exciting. Now I know we all tend to start things and we sit back and we just say, hey, your will be done. But did you ever imagine this mission, this beautiful mission, helping out the wonderful children that are, you know, just in need, the No Child Left Hungry mission. Did you think that it would really get this far?
I prayed on it and hoped that it would. And I know that if you ask God to enlarge your territory, he will do so. And it's funny because, like I said, it started out small. And where I live in Winchester is a small little town in Kentucky. And I'm so excited because I have talked to so many people that want to bring this to life. So currently, and it's all thanks to God, we have 8 different chapters of No Child Left Hungry in 8 different states.
Wow.
So we're trying to do it statewide, nationwide, worldwide. So, and like I said, you know, God, he has a sense of humor because I was like, okay, Father, you know, you having me to do this and you putting this on my plate. Well, I don't know how to half step when it's concerning our Lord and Savior. When he asks you to do something and you shy away from it, but he's giving you the means to do it, then it makes you feel like you just not accomplish anything. But when he put people in your way and put people in your life, you can do anything and all things that's possible through him. But you got to put him first. And I tell people, they say, oh, you know, aren't you excited? You're doing this. And I tell them, it's not for the gratification or justification of me. I say, all the glory belongs to God because this is for the uplifting and the building of his kingdom. So if we don't look at it like that and we step in front of God, it don't work. We have to always put him first and let him know that all the praise and glory belong to him to do so. And it just started growing. And when you put him first, so many doors started opening. And I just have to give all thanks to God. I'm just so excited that how it is, you know, blooming. And I see it blooming right before my eyes. And my mom, she lives in Florida, and she runs the one in Florida, and she loves it. When I went down there and helped her start it, and she and my dad are in a retirement center there, and the whole retirement center looks forward to helping to get those kids food there. And I was like, wow, this works great, you know. And then they all have their shirts, and they wear their shirts when they deliver the food to the school and the family resources in the school for those kids, and when they have events. And then when I go visit And I tell everybody, the Lord always makes a way. I never take anything from the nonprofit. Whatever is for the nonprofit is for the nonprofit. All 100% of the proceeds and donations that I receive go to No Child Left Hungry. I have no expense report. I have no need to go to the bank and say, I need to get me a plane ticket. Whatever the Lord puts in my way, I know he'll make a way for me to get there. So when I get to the states that have them in there and we have events, the people are so excited to see how it has grown. And a lot of them are church-based. We're trying to get the churches back in the community. You get the churches back in the communities and the communities see that the church, you know, is there for them, then guess what happens to the churches? Their membership grows. And then when you do that, we get them, we get the children back in the church, and the church can prosper again, because a lot of people have started shying away from that. And we need to get them back into that, knowing that the church is in the community. And I always tell all the pastors where I'm a minister, your mission does not stop in these four walls. You have to go out and be an outreach community minister. That's what you have to do, and let the people know that you care about them. And once they see that you're caring about them and their children, and I don't know about anybody else, but when my children were involved in stuff, I was involved in stuff. And that's how you build a relationship, and that's how you get things going. And I just, like I said, when it started blooming, I was so excited. And people say, you know, did you ever think? And I said, and I told them, I said, I'm going to tell you to be honest, I knew it would grow because I knew that the Lord would take me where he wanted me to be, but I didn't expect it this fast and this soon. So, you know, expecting the growth, yes, but this fast, not this fast. So.
Wow. Tanya Chapman Coles, right here on Like It or Not with Michael Lane, Blog Talk Radio, Smack Talk Radio. Let me give you guys the information, guys. If you want to call in, you can, and show some love to this wonderful woman of God. Here's the phone number, area code 516-418-5624. Once again, area code 516-418-5624. Okay, you guys, we will keep the lines open for 10 minutes. So call in and show your love and make it quick, all right? Okay, now, before, you know, we get the lines going and popping off there, Tanya, I want to know, like, I'm sitting here thinking, like, okay, this is a beautiful, beautiful thing that you're doing. So it's wonderful. It's helping out kids. How can I be a part of it? How can I help out? What must I do to be a part of this in ending, not only just ending childhood hunger, but growing the church and just being a part of No Child Left Hungry? What should I do?
Well, the thing is, we'd like for people to be really involved in the community. And if you want to host community events and invite me to come and we have something in a community that is in need, that's the main point. We want to go to a community that's in need to let them know that we're here. So for people, and I always tell them, for people to help me, I need them to be my eyes and ears where they are. And if they see something that comes up and say, you know what, this will be a great event, let's host a food giveaway day. And, you know, let's have her here and we can promote it with the media and have it, you know, advertised and everything. And when you do that, that draws attention to what the cause and the purpose is. And I tell you, those shirts, when people order those shirts and wear them, they ask what it is. And then they'll say, well, go to her website, you know, and then all the information is here. You know, you can order a shirt here. You can get in touch with her and see how you can help her establish another chapter of No Child Left Hungry. Just because there's one here where I live at in Kentucky in this town doesn't mean that it can't be one in each little town in Kentucky. Doesn't mean it doesn't have to be one in each little town in Chicago. You know, everywhere you go, you can always set up an organization for it to run and for you to be community-based involved. That's the main thing, how you can get involved and help if you out in your community and you really want to be involved in it. You know, I always tell people, get a food chapter started. And I tell people, it don't have to be No Child Left Hungry. Would I like it to be No Child Left Hungry? Yes. But to really factor in on how to do it, you know, I'm willing to come and to show you a slideshow of how we get it started, how we get it going, and how the donations, when they come in, we split it between the chapters to let them know that, yeah, we're here to help you, because we work on donations only. I don't have corporate sponsors. I don't have, you know, big people coming in saying, I want to give you a check for $20,000. I wish I did, but I know the Lord is working on that and it's coming. But we work on donation
yes.
only. And when you do that, you go to your churches and you let your churches know, if you want to get involved in something and you want to let the community know that your church is in their community, and they can, everybody think that everybody belongs to a church. And you can walk past the church 20 times and say, you know what, I never knew that church was there. But if you put a sign on your door, say, I'm feeding you tonight for free. I'm giving you coats,
yeah.
hats, gloves for free. Bring your kids in here and let's, you know, if you, you know, fellowship with them. And then, you know, that brings the awareness of what's going on. And people will say, well, okay, they want to be in a community. How can I really help them get involved with this action going on and feed these kids? You know, we have fundraisers throughout the year. I have a car show, and this is, and I'm so excited about this. Every November we have a car show. We have a classic car show. I have a classic car club that does the show, and it's called the Remember When Cruisers of Winchester. Our first show, I told them, I'm expecting about 30 cars. We ended up with 150 cars. We ended up with so
wow.
much food donations and coats, hats, gloves, and toys. We fed that first year for Thanksgiving and Christmas over almost like 600 families. The next year, everybody had started pre-registering for the car show. So this following year, just this past, we had over 220 cars. So we have grown, and then this year coming up, thanks be to God, Lord is willing, in November, our goal is to have at least 300 to 500 cars. And last year, the first year we made $3,000 in donation. Last year we made $5,000. Our goal this year is $10,000. And we've had cars and sponsorship cars come from Indiana, West Virginia, Virginia, Ohio, Tennessee, Michigan, as far as Florida. They bring those classic cars up here because of the purpose of what it's for. And I'm just so excited that people are seeing what we're doing. And I just have to, like I said, God is working. And my friend Arthur Tracy, she's one of the founders of the Sister to Sister Can We Talk show. Well, she nominated me, and I received this October coming up the Restoration of a Queen, the Humanitarian Award. And when I seen that, I broke down in tears because, you know, the Humanitarian Award is one of those high awards that you can receive as a human person, stating that you will do anything you have to do for that, but to, you know, to make another person's life better. And it just, I mean, it wowed me. It just really did. I mean, I was like, okay, this is really happening. So, but, you know, to get involved with this and to want to be active in your community and to bring awareness to childhood hunger, that could help me a lot. You know, like I said, I will, if you need me to come, I will come. People say, well, we can't pay you. Yeah, I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for the gratification of the Lord and what he has asked me to do for him. That's what I'm in for. And to make sure
beautiful,
our children are fed. So that's my payment right there, to be the face of what the Lord asked me to be. And that's the payment right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to bring up a name, and I want to ask you how important. I brought up the name earlier, Annette Jimenez. How important has she been to this mission?
She's awesome. She and I have been friends for over a year, and it was funny because we celebrated a friendiversary, and I was excited about it, and I posted it on, you know, on Facebook. So, and we were discussing some things back in November and December, and it came up that she was having an international pageant. And I was like, well, you know, I kind of put my pageant shoes up. And so my team that I, because we, you know, I have a my Kentucky Royal Modeling and my Kentucky Royal Ministries, and we do our pageantry. So my team was like, come on, I want to do a pageant, and I need you to come on and go with me. And I'm like, okay, I'll be there to coach you. And so between Annette and my team that I sponsor, they talked me back into a pageant. And, I mean, I was so excited, and I love Annette. Her and her husband, Minnie, are awesome. We get to New York, mm-hmm. and it was just grand and great. And, you know, she's in the ministry at her church also. And I told her, the Lord, for a reason, because I asked God to enlarge my territory. And when he took me to New York, it was just a blessing in disguise, because I believe I passed out over 500 business cards from the Statue of Liberty to the Empire State Building and back to the hotel where we were staying at. And I have networked with so many different people. And that's all because, you know, Annette had the belief that she was like, come on, you know, do this pageant with me. And I was like, okay, you know, I'll do it. And then here I end up winning an international title, you know, with her, a national international title. And it's great. It's awesome. And I tell people, she's one of those people that she'll promote you. And it's not just because of beauty, is because of your inner person, and to do the things that she does with people, and to have people know that her pageant is not just I want a glamour. Her pageant is to empower men and women, not just women, but men and women and children and people with all disabilities. And that's the best thing, because most pageant systems don't operate like that. And I have been approached by several people to do things, but when I prayed on it, the Lord kept bringing her back to me. So we got together and we made it happen, and, you know, the Kentucky Queens went on to New York and won big things and did big things, and all thanks be to God, you know, we got the word out there too. So, I mean, she's wonderful. I love her, and I would refer anybody to her. I mean, I would, because it's just when the Lord put people in your life, that he has opened doors for, you can believe your doors will start opening once you get in the right positive circle.
Absolutely. And what a positive circle it is, and what a positive woman you are. We're talking to the one, the only, Tanya Chapman Coles, right here on LION, Like It or Not, with Michael Lane. Now, I have to ask you there, Tanya. You've been, oh my goodness, I can't even begin to tell you how important, and how it's very important, because not only are you, as you said, you're helping people, but you're also helping people from a spiritual level, from a fellowship level. It's just like one hand washes the other. You know, you got this going and that going. And now, is there a way, like a specific way where we can donate? Is there like a PayPal account, or what can we do in order to just give whatever we can?
Okay. There's two ways we can do this. We have our website, which is nochildlefthungryky.org. That permits you to buy the T-shirts, and then it also allows you to do donations. Then we do the donations through our PayPal at Tony Coles, TONICOLES, 2008 at yahoo.com. And that's our PayPal for the No Child Left Hungry. You can go to the website. You can go to our No Child Left Hungry. It's called Kentucky Ambassador No Child Left Hungry on Facebook, and order calendars. And you can go through there and do donations. And you can go to the actual website and see what we're doing, and to order your T-shirts and everything like that. That's how we do our monetary donations. Now, as far as food donations are concerned, if it's something in a state where you are and I have a contact person, take a donation to them, and then they can readily get it ready for the children. That's a little vague, because we, you know, like I said, they kind of far and few. It's in different states, but the main way you can make the donations are through the No Child Left Hungry, KY.org website, or the Tony Coles, 2008 at yahoo.com PayPal. That's the main ways you can actually make a donation for that.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. Now, we'll have that information for you as well. We'll continue to air this, and you'll get that information, ladies and gentlemen. One more thing, though, I do want to kind of ask you this. Any future, is there any plans or an event that we should look forward to?
Well, we have a couple that are coming up. I mentioned to you our car show. That's always in November. It's the first Saturday in November. That's a big fundraiser, and it's in Winchester, Kentucky. We'll have that on the website as well as the Kentucky Ambassador No Child Left Hungry Facebook page. Then we also have a fashion and a comedy show that's in the works right now for September. And that will be in Lexington, Kentucky, and all the information will follow with that. We will be posting on that because we will be asking for models to come from different states. We are working with a New York and a Kentucky designer, and they're finalizing the plans with that. And, of course, you know, October 20th, I get my humanitarian award.
Yeah.
That's in Richmond,
yes.
Virginia, so. getting that. So yeah, that's the big to do there and everything. And then throughout the whole year, I still will be representing the DSM International title that I have. Every month we'll be trying to do something different with that, and we have that coming up in March. And the website for that is the psdsmint.com, and they can go on that website and look at the events that's coming up. And plus, you can register to be in the pageant. So that's awesome.
Oh, wow. Hey.
So those are the things that we have coming up. And like I said, too, you know, we have the Kentucky Rural Modeling team that I have. And then we have the Kentucky Rural Ministries with the outreach programs that
right.
we have. So we have a lot of things going on. But our main mission is for the No Child Left Hungry and for us to empower people to come out and help us, you know, getting that together through their communities and community services and to be readily available just to step in and help. And like I said, if anybody want to contact me for any kind of motivational speaking, any kind of ministry speaking, any kind of events to plan to get food for the kids, if we want to have a Saturday weekend, you want me to come to Chicago and we feed the hungry, you know, I'm available for that. We just contact me through my Facebook page or the website.
Awesome. Wonderful, wonderful. We're running out of show, but I usually on my show give love shouts. And a lot of people say shout outs. I say love shouts because I love my show to be full of love. So, for you, who would you give your love shouts to?
It would have to be, first and foremost, God, because he put us here to do his will. And a big love shout to everybody that supports the program, because without them, I couldn't do it. It's not an I thing, it's a we thing. And just big shout out to all my supporters. And you know, like I always tell people, you know, every little bit that you do helps, and just keep them coming. And I love everybody for everything that they do. And I'm so grateful that you have allowed me to come on and speak on it. And I love you so dearly for that. And you are just awesome.
Thank you. And I definitely would a special love shout to you. You are such a woman of passion, a woman of grace, a woman of beauty, a woman of heart, and a woman of God. And I also give a love shout to the one and only, the Creator, our Father in Heaven, for having me meet you, someone as special as you, giving as you. I've seen a lot of people that go through the motions and say, well, I just want to do it just to do it. But you have a passion. You have a heart to do this. You want to do this. It's just in you. And it just describes the person that you are. And believe me, all of the accolades, and I know you look at it and you say, okay, yeah, it's in my Father. But believe me, the Father is getting glorified, and he will glorify you. And it's just the beginning for you. You have shined a light all of us through the Father, but the Father is also going to shine his light on you. And this is just the beginning for you, and I want to tell you how much I love you, and I thank you so much for coming on the show on part one, because you know part two is coming.
Okay, we got two-parter. Okay.
That's
good. All righty.
Definitely.
Well, I'm looking forward to the part two.
I definitely am as well. And you just keep your head up, keep going, and you know you're in my thoughts and prayers and my heart, and what you are doing is immeasurable. And but all we know, you're going to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. So we definitely thank and love you. Thank you so much, Tanya.
You are so welcome, and I want to again thank you for having me on, and I look forward to the next part of it. And just if we can reach one person, that's a blessing.
It sure is. It's definitely a blessing. And she is a blessing, ladies and gentlemen. Tanya Chapman Coles, we're out of here. And until next time, this is your boy Michael Lane, hollering, screaming, crying, yelling, and shouting. Wise up and rise up. Ow. Because united we stand. And may God bless you.